entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Nice and friends. He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sextile to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome to another Sunday edition of Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending where you are. I hope you just sit back tonight, relax, and enjoy the show. We're kind of going like the little gyp set route tonight. It's my, y'all know the term, it's when you take the gypsy and the jet setter, you put them together, and you create this gyp set. Well, Julia Chaplin, you know, the author of Gyp Set, is going to be here just in a little bit, and we're going to talk about the lifestyle and how I love it so much, and how Julia loves it so much that she actually wrote a book about it, and it's out now. It's out in the world, and you can check it out. Asseline, you know, they're my favorite books. We feature them here on Max and Friends a lot. Actually, we feature them on my old show, To the Max, but, you know, times have changed, so we're now to Max and Friends, to that gypset lifestyle. So anyway, before we get Julia here, we also have one of my favorite new instruments that I've discovered, a ukulele. Have you all ever heard them? They're more than just like, you know, the little tiki hut kind of a thing. They're actually like a big industry, and they're cool. I'll take the ukulele over the rock star band any day. I'm going to ask Julia if she thinks that that's a, you know, a gypset thing or not. But one of my favorite songs, y'all, is called One Way Ticket. Have you ever been in that like state of mind where you just want to go away and you don't want to return? And you're just like, I want a one-way ticket to somewhere good, somewhere fresh, somewhere new, somewhere cool. Well, this song is going to inspire you. We've got ukulele player Eric Jaffe coming on in just a little bit. Check out TheEricJaffe.com because you all got to go there and vote for him. Send Eric to Hawaii. And let's kind of like get the ukulele. Let's bring ukulele back. Like Justin did with Sexy. We'll bring ukulele back on Max and Friends. And then, of course, we've got a special edition here of Shout Back with Nico Bloom. There's a lot going on between Japan and politics and social media. And we're going to give some cool, weird, but truths tonight on Max and Friends. But before we do that, I got to say hi to Kayla and Rebecca. Now, Rocco called me the other day, actually sent me a text message on my, you know, T-Mobile G2 and was like, can you please give a shout out to Kayla and Rebecca? I said, absolutely. Rocco's one of my best friends. We grew up together. So Kayla and Rebecca, how y'all doing? And also Steve Stacy, happy birthday to you. And stay focused, my friend. Steve, he serves this country well. So happy birthday, Steve. Now, here we go. Back to where we started. One way ticket. Let's take a journey right now before we get Julia Chaplin on. You know, the book Gyp Set, published by Asseline. She's going to be here momentarily. But before that, sit back, relax. Think about where you want to go tonight. Destination, One Way Ticket by Eric Jaffe on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Julia Chaplin, when we return.
One-way ticket to San Francisco. gone. Oh, wow. She packed a bag to leave him, cause staying would deceive him. Oh, no. No. So she bought a one-way ticket to L.A. Hey, and she said, I'm going today. Hey. Spin the globe around, spin the globe around. Where will it stop? Nobody needs to know. Spin the globe around, spin the globe around. Where will it stop? That's where we'll go.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was the song One Way Ticket by Eric Jaffe. Now, you know what? I don't know if that puts you in the mood to get a ticket right now, but in case you do, go to Delta.com because flights are on sale right now. You know how much I love Delta. Well, as promised, y'all know that Julia Chaplin's in the studio. She's going to be on the show in just a moment. But did that song inspire you, like maybe to go like surfing in Guantanamo? Or how about like renting a cave in Transylvania? Or how about even cooler, which I've done, riding, like horseback riding at night with the indigenous people in Timbuktu? Well, if that's your thing, or how about even renting like a treehouse somewhere over the rainbow? If that's your thing, then you're tuning in tonight to find out how this lifestyle of being a gypsy has been combined with the jet-setting lifestyle and been put together to create a term that Julia Chaplin has created as gypset. Now, Julia, she's a pop culture expert. She's been on TV, CNN, MTV, VH1, and of course, she's a contributor to New York Times, Elle, Vogue, Wallpaper, New York Magazine, Condé Nast Traveler, the list goes on. But more importantly, she's the author to my favorite book, which we've mentioned here on the show before, Gypset, published by Asseline. Julia Chaplin, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi, Max. How are you?
I'm doing great. Julia, how are you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. I'm in New York City. It's a beautiful spring, almost spring day.
Fantastic. In New York.
Yeah.
Well, you know, yeah. The studio's in LA and I'm in Florida, so we're just like all over the place tonight, just making it happen here. So it's kind of like the gypsy lifestyle.
Yeah, very gypsy.
Now, Julia, what inspired you to make this, to create this word gypset, which really I've adapted into my life and use on a daily basis? So tell our listeners how gypset like came, how gypset was birthed.
Okay. Well, let's see. Well, I've been a travel writer for many years for the New York Times and for Condé Nast Traveler and other things, and also just sort of like traveling. And I was, traveling around for a couple of years, and I was, you have a lot of leeway in sort of picking what assignments you want to do and things you want to propose. So I was always sort of proposing going to these out of the way surf spots or these kind of secret towns. Those would be my first choices. And sometimes I would end up in sort of more jet set realms, like Saint-Tropez or the Hamptons and this kind of thing. And I would sort of get there and I'd be very dissatisfied and sort of bored and like sitting in some nightclub, like 4 a.m. just being like, really, this is it. This is the center of this is jet set. Like I'm bored. This seems just sort of highly commercial and predictable. So when I would have my choice, I would try to find these other places. And I realized once after I'd gone to a few of them over the years that there was actually a whole movement of these people that had already arrived years before me. And they all seemed to know each other. And they seem to be having a better time. It was more,
and now you call these
creative.
You call them the contemporary gypsetters.
Yeah, right. I would just call them gypsetters because I don't think gypset really existed. Before it just sort of started to exist really in the last 10 years or so.
And now you have some famous names on this gypset list, like Damien Hirst, Jay Jagger. Got some interesting people on here. And in your book, Gypset, which is published by Asseline, you mention them and you actually put a little glimpse into the lifestyle. How was it for you to find these people and say, okay, you are like my ultimate gypsetter and I'm going to put you in my book?
I think it's like if you go to a place, say Ibiza, and you're sort of meeting people and going to different houses and stuff, and then you meet one person who has sort of the best house, the best location, the best style, and you just kind of, they just have it figured out like entirely, and their whole lifestyles have been just completely figured out to a T. And it was really those people that inspired me and ended up in the book. If I just thought about everywhere I traveled and I picked like the top, there's like 13 people, the ones who really inspired me, and also people that were adding to the cultural dialogue. The people that were actually artists or designers or surfers, or they were contributing creatively. It wasn't just people that were dropping out in some cool house somewhere. Like these people were actually using their time traveling or elsewhere to add to their art in some way.
In some or another, and doing it in a very chic kind of a style, very bohemian kind of, right?
Yes, for sure. And I mean, many of them are fashion designers or stylists or photographers. So, I mean, a lot of them work in fashion, so it makes sense. I mean, Yves Saint Laurent, for example, he's not one of my contemporary gypsetters, but he's featured in the historical section because he was somebody who spent a lot of time in Morocco and traveling about and, really took those experiences, and they ended up then, in his runway collections and these iconic fashion moments. So it's very much a style movement. I sort of like to talk about impracticality of, being gypset in terms of style. Like you would never, gypsetters don't like gear, like in the sense of a mountain climber. Like we don't really want a lot of gear, hiking boots, that kind of thing. Like it's better just to have flip flops and a fur coat there's like a sense of glamour to it.
Absolutely. It's kind of like, have you seen that new show called Man versus Wild?
No.
Like, it's so groovy. Like they just drop this guy off at like these exotic islands or, mountaintops. And they're like, all right, now you got to figure out how to survive. So it's kind of like cool. They take him on like some really groovy helicopter and drop him off. And then he's like figured out. And then I feel like, you throw in some fashion to that. It could be the gypset show, actually. Now, speaking of. Now, you've got 10 ways to spot a gyp setter. I've got one of my favorite ones. Number 8, you say, gyp setters don't ask your last name. And for me, that's like one of the biggest things in life. It's like, it's so cool that it's on. This is one of my favorite lists. I've discovered this on your website, gypset.com. Everyone, go check it out right now. There's a cool list there. And like, how did you create this list? Because there's some very interesting things on here that, like, I think a lot of people do in their everyday lives. Like, they don't go to, you know, they go to sleep without washing their hair after going in the ocean and surfing, but they don't feel like they're a gyp setter. So how did you compile this list?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's where I'm so inside of this lifestyle being gyp set that it's, you know, it just, it wasn't very hard to, you know, pull out some ways to identify them. I just feel so identified with the group that it wasn't that hard.
Well, it's funny because another one of my favorites, number 10, is G5s are bad and Cessnas are good. Are we still feeling that number 10?
Absolutely. I think I may have spelled Cessna wrong, but anyway, I think
number 11. Number 11. Wrong spelling is right.
Right? I think G5 it sort of stands for something, but there's certainly nothing wrong with private transportation. And Cessnas are great. I love those little planes. Like, they really get you where you need to go if you're in certain parts of the world where it's hard to access places otherwise. And
now,
I'm all for exploration.
Yeah, speaking of accessing places, on gypset.com, you have a really cool vacation rental, and they're gypset approved, and one is in Todos Santos, Mexico, and it's a really cool, it's like a little, tell us about it, because I'm looking at it now online, and it's like a really cool, how would you even explain it? It's like a,
well,
tell me about it.
I should disclose that house actually belongs to my family. So,
well, there you go.
We're rarely there because, we go there a couple times a year, but you know, it's on the very tip of Baja California, not near an airport, which is another gypset rule. But anyhow, so my father actually bought that house with some friends, in the 80s, and it's a sugar, warehouse. Like, it's in a sense, it's a warehouse, but it's like a Gothic, one, because it was built in the 1800s, and it's spent in a Spanish style, and it has sort of Gothic shaped windows, and they would store sugar from the plantations. It's like a little farming village. And then it was abandoned for many years, and that's when my family found it, and there was sort of graffiti all over the walls, and they call it Castillo de Dracula, Dracula's castle, because there's a lot of bats and it's meant to be haunted. And so, yeah, and it's a bit, what do you call it, sort of rough and tumble. I mean, there's nothing in the way of air conditioning or a microwave, say. I mean,
it's like the right kind of living. You know, it's
I think so, yeah.
You drive like some vintage Mustang there and you just hang out, and like, it's like the retreat for Thelma and Louise kind of a deal.
Yeah, and their friends. If they had a bigger car, maybe.
and the mini tour bus.
Yeah, like a Land Cruiser, a vintage Land Cruiser instead of a convertible, then that, or like a couple of those. Yeah,
an old VW bus, right?
There you go. That's perfect.
Now listen, you have a
lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I called a friend of mine, and she lives out in like LA, and I was like, I totally want to go next time I'm in LA to this place in Mexico. And she's like, what is it about? And I'm like, go online on gypset.com and check it out. And she's like, all right. So she hasn't gotten back to me yet, but I dig it. Now, you also like, it's cool because you go from Mexico to Greenpoint, Brooklyn, to this fabulous flat there. So tell us how like you approve these homes. How do they become gypset approved?
Well, I mean, basically I really love interior design, but not all interior design, but I like ones that are, I like really eccentric kind of original displays of a certain vision. And in Gypset's case, it would just need to be something unconventional. So the place in Greenpoint isn't like bohemian necessarily, in the sense of the place in Mexico, but it is unconventional. There's no furniture there. It's instead of buying a couch or a coffee table, it's all just built in these kind of carpeted platforms, and just sort of reimagining a living space in a way that I mean, they did a lot of this in the 60s and the 70s with design. So that's sort of what I look for.
No, I'm kind of looking at it now, and it's like I can see like Jim Morrison hanging out there with like a groovy guitar and just like hanging out.
Yeah, and I think the point of that house, I found that it was published in the New York Times. It's actually a rental, and the person that the designer that did it for just a few thousand dollars, which I thought was very gypsy set to, you know, trick out your rental in such a way.
Cool. So, guys, if you want more information, just go to gypset.com because there you'll see the vacation rentals. Now, Julie, you've got a clothing line coming out this summer. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So basically, when I wrote the book and it came out, I realized that I didn't want to leave the gypset concept. But usually, as a journalist, you sort of write about your topic and then you move on to the next story. And the same with a book. But in this case, I was sort of like, where would I go? There's nowhere else. I mean, it's like gypsum. Like, you know, you're sort of I've found like exactly the right place. And so I wanted to just stay with the concept for a while and kind of expand it into a brand because I was just having so much fun with it. So I designed this line of, it could technically be called a resort collection because it's all stuff that you could wear only in warm weather, sort of equatorial places. But so I call it extended vacation 211. So it's sort of any extended vacation in a warm place. It would be useful to have these things and these dresses and sarongs mainly. And the concept is you can wear them for the whole weekend and you don't need to have a day wear or evening wear or beach wear or even night wear. You could just wear one of these dresses for 72 hours. And
your continual outfit, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
With the salt in your hair. It's like, it's a total lifestyle. I think like after all the shit that's happened, like, you know, with Wall Street and the crash and everything, it's like a good place to go back to, like, mix it up, have fun, don't take life too seriously, but enjoy the good things in it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I do think what I was saying earlier, like I was very careful to choose people for my book that do contribute to the culture, you know, that are artists or at least taking chances and creating something and adding to like a larger cultural dialogue. It's very, because I would say the big difference between hippies and the 60s and gypsetters is in the 60s it was actually a political statement to drop out and to sort of, you know, go live on a commune or just like go live on the beach for 10 years. And that was actually an important statement because there was the Vietnam War and there was a society that people were protesting against. And that was one of the ways that they decided to make it known that it was not okay with them. But I think things have changed now. And I think people have found that, you know, in this decade that it's helpful to contribute actually, even if it's working for, a nonprofit or going to Africa or even supporting the Obama administration. I mean, there's all these opportunities to actually get involved. And gypsetters, I think, are also involved, even if they are on the beach. They might be taking photographs and you know, contributes in an artistic way or whatever it is. But I just like this idea that it's like it is hedonistic to a degree, but it's like
it's also philanthropic, right? It's philanthropic hedonism.
Yeah, like intellectual hedonism. I'd say the science of leisure. So there is this element of kind of intellectual, slightly. I mean, it's, you know, I say that. You know,
it's basically buy the book and learn about it, right? Go get gypsum if you haven't got it already. Now, have you, like, growing up, were you always, like, in this lifestyle of a gypset, or, like, when did you flourish into a gypset?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. My parents were sort of bohemians, and we had a VW van, and we always were moving, and we lived in Key West, Florida, and the Bahamas, and California, and we were always going from one place to the next, and they were my parents didn't go to Woodstock, but I think they went to the Monterey Jazz, the one in California view. Anyhow, yeah, they were kind of hippies, I suppose. So we were brought up a little bit like that.
So it was infused at birth. Now, I got to ask you a question, and it's like kind of tough because I'm asked this all the time, and I'm like, I have no idea. But if you could live anywhere in this world of ours, and you've been to a lot of places, where would you choose to like plant your gypset roots?
Well, I don't think I could choose one place.
Isn't it difficult?
Yeah, I would say it's sort of the point of like being gypset is that you don't have to pick one, but like I could pick about six, and these are rotate between from one to the next, depending on the climate, the season.
I like that. That's good. Rotation of locations. That's what I'm going to tell people.
Yeah, but and they're always they're always like warm. It's always warm too.
Always warm. So like we played a song earlier called "One Way Ticket" from Eric Jaffe, who's like this really incredible ukulele player. And I'm telling everyone like ukulele is like the new rock band. And I was like, what a perfect song, "One Way Ticket," to play to set it up for gypset, because it was just like that's I think how it's a good way to live with a one way ticket. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. There's no pressure to return until you want to, and even then you don't have to go back where you started. You go somewhere else.
So, that's my lifestyle. And when I saw this phrase, this word that you coined, gypset, I was like, you know what? I love it. I'm totally digging it. And it's like I didn't know what I was for a long time until I realized, like, I think I'm a gypsetter.
I'm so happy.
You kind of like
you
like brought me like some kind of aha moment into my life of realization who I am. So thank you.
Oh, good. But, I'm so happy.
And cool. Well, listen, we've had a lot of fun having you on here tonight. Gypset.com is the website you can go to. Also, check out juliachaplin.com. And for crying out loud, y'all, go buy the book Gypset. If you're into like a groovy lifestyle or you want to kind of get to know people that are without knocking on their door and asking them for their last name, go get Gypset. It's a great book. Asseline published it, which is, y'all know, one of my favorite publishing houses. Julia Chaplin was here tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun. And
thank you,
Julia,
so much.
When your clothing line comes out, I want to get you back on that so you can tell everyone where you can get it.
Okay, sounds good. That's
all right.
Like a plan.
So fun and go get your one-way ticket to somewhere warm and fun. Or stay in New York. It's getting warmer there.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a great night. Good night, Julia.
Bye.
So everyone, that was Julia Chaplin, author of my favorite book, Gypset, a lifestyle I think we all need to adapt. And you know what? I'm not going to take y'all any further until we play another song from Eric Jaffe. You go to theericjaffe.com, vote for him so he can get his one-way ticket to Hawaii, and he could win. He's going to tell us what he's up to win. And Julia Chaplin, thanks so much. Gypset.com, Gypset the book, Asseline.com. Check them all out. Until then, we're going to play Dig on Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Dig by Eric Jaffe, theericjaffe.com.
You say we can't relate, you say we'll never be, you say there is no chance for you and me, but I know something true, something you won't admit, something that makes our human puzzle pieces fit. So dig, dig, dig to the bottom, isn't that the way it goes? You and I aren't so different, everybody picks their nose. Now you may think I'm crazy, you might think I'm bizarre, but I saw you and your pointer finger yesterday, picking the nose in the car. And don't think I didn't catch you looking all distraught, 'cause those tissues, they don't please ya. You need a good old finger to handle that snot. So dig, dig, dig to the bottom, isn't that the way it goes? You and I aren't so different, everybody picks their nose. So baby, look me in the eye. You are truly what I crave. You know I get a little turned on when you have a bat in the cave. You pick with patience, you pick with care. You pick so suave and debonair. You pick with passion, you pick with glee. Baby, I'm just happy, dig to the bottom. Isn't that the way it goes? You and I aren't so different. Everybody picks their nose. Dig, dig, dig to the bottom. Isn't that the way it goes? You and I aren't so different. Everybody picks their nose. Everybody picks their nose. Dig, dig, dig to the bottom. Everybody picks their nose.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends, and I am your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back, everybody. How cool was that song, Dig? Just dig away. Dig, dig, dig. Anyway, y'all, let me tell you, go to Delta.com, because right now the weather in New York is 43 with a low of 34. And Miami's like 80 with the low of 64, and LA is 74 with the low of 52. So what does that tell you? Go to Delta.com because flights are on sale now, and get your one-way ticket. But before you do that, I'm in Florida right now. That was Dig by Eric Jaffe. Go to TheEricJaffe.com, ukulele player. We're bringing ukulele back here tonight on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, and the only person that we were going to do that with is the one and only Eric Jaffe. So pull up your mic, Eric Jaffe, and welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
Well, we're so glad. I'm so glad that you're here. And like all my listeners, you know, we played you before, and my co-host kind of like messed up your last name. So I kind of got on her for that. And I was like, it's Eric Jaffe. And she's like, okay, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I'll have you on soon. And then it's like been like a whole thing. Anyway, not to hate, because we only appreciate. But Eric, you know, we played at the top of this hall, at my top of my show, One Way Ticket. You know, that's one of my favorite songs. Tell me about One Way Ticket and why you wrote it.
Well, I wrote One Way Ticket about a few months ago, 3 or 4 months ago. A few of my friends were graduating from college and deciding what to do with their lives, and it kind of came up to me as to what I'm going to do. And when it came down to it, all I really wanted to do was go to a whole bunch of different places with a one-way ticket and just never really get a return, never return anywhere, just keep going to more and more and more places. And I have some friends who decided to travel and go to all these different places, and it was just really inspiring to see them just sort of doing it and going out there for it. And I just wrote it in, you know, the hopes that one day that will be my life, just with a one-way ticket.
It's very gypsy.
Everywhere.
It's very Gypset of you, like Julia Chapin's book, Gypset. But how cool, you know, and I always said that your song One Way Ticket needs to be like the theme song for Delta. So Delta.com, check out TheEricJaffe.com. Now listen,
yeah. We
just heard the song Dig. Funny song. Your music is so eclectic. It changes from like, you know, traveling to being silly to living life. And that's why I was like, Eric is a cool dude and y'all need to know him. So tell me about Dig.
Dig is a song, one of the very first songs that I wrote on the ukulele. And I wrote it after I was dating someone, and they said to me, you know, Eric, we just don't compete. We're not compatible. We don't get along. And I was, you know, I was okay with it. And the next day I was driving down the road in my car and I was taking my nose. And who did I see at the stoplight right next to me in their car, picking their nose? And it was very interesting to me, and I just laughed for a good, like, 5 minutes, and I didn't let them know that I was there. And I just went home and I wrote that song, and I was like, you know what, we're all the same. And sort of used that picking your nose analogy to bring that to the song. And,
right, no matter if you're in a Honda or if you're in a Ferrari, picking your nose, we're all the same.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, everybody does it.
Now, listen, speaking about doing it, why did you start playing the ukulele?
Well, I started playing the ukulele after I had tried to learn the guitar. And I had picked it up, and I learned all the chords, and it was going well, but it just, something wasn't right about it. Something, it didn't fit me and who I was. And so I was kind of, like, upset, but I just went to a music store just to see maybe if there was something else. And I just saw this ukulele up on the wall, and I brought it down, and I went home, and I went on, you know, some websites, and I learned how to play, like, four chords, and instantly fell in love with it. And I was just like, you know what, I can play guitar also, and I just fell in love with this different little instrument and had a lot of trouble with it, you know, because I have these big fingers that don't exactly go well with that little instrument. And I just fell in love with it. I fell in love with its sound, with its personality.
So the ukulele is like your freedom, right?
Exactly.
All right. Now, listen, you're up for like a big thing. And actually, you know, the main reason here that you're on tonight on Max and Friends is because we want people to go to TheEricJaffe.com. That's spelled Jackie, forgive me, TheEricJaffe.com. TheEricJaffe.com. Go there now and vote, because, Eric, tell us why, what's going to happen when they vote.
Well, I am in the Bushman World Ukulele Competition, which is a world video contest where people submit videos of them playing any song onto YouTube, and people vote. And if you win the contest, you win a nice Bushman ukulele, and there's a luau in Hawaii, and you get to go, and you sort of headline the concert. And it's just something that ever since I picked up the ukulele was a huge aspiration of mine, to, you know, enter this contest. And I entered it last year when I had just started playing, and it was a lot of fun for me. And this year I really sort of went for it, sort of went for something much bigger, much more, with much more production value. And it's just this big contest, and we're really hoping to do well this year.
Well, fantastic. I think you're going to win. And everyone, go to TheEricJaffe.com right now. Vote so Eric can go to Hawaii, because you know what? I'm going to get my one-way ticket to Hawaii when Eric wins, because I'm going to go out there and visit you. You know that, right? Eric Jaffe,
yeah.
TheEricJaffe.com. Now, listen, there's a song on there called Sidewalk. Tell us a little about Sidewalk, because we're going to play it tonight, but we're only going to play a minute, because we want you to go to TheEricJaffe.com to go hear the whole thing. So tell us about Sidewalk, because it's got a really good story.
Sure. Well, a few months ago over the summer, I picked up a few Shel Silverstein books and just could not stop writing music to his poems. They've inspired me so much my entire life. And I was just flipping through the books, putting post-its in it, writing music to all of these beautiful, beautiful poems. And all of a sudden, it just hit me that this was a show, that there was something more here than just music and poems, that it was an actual show. So I put it together with all of my friends, and we just sort of put together this amazing sort of first step to what is Sidewalk, the musical. And just nothing has really spoke to me so much. Nothing has really spoke to me so clearly other than that work. And so when it came to the competition, I just knew that that was what I needed to do. So I picked the three songs that I enjoyed the most and put them into this one video mashup of three of the songs. And that's how we created the video for the Bushman competition.
Well, you know what, Ronan? Let's get one of my favorite songs. I love all your songs. I'm like one of your biggest fans. I think it's so funny. Because it's like, who would have ever thought that one day Max Tucci here on LA's Talk Radio would love the ukulele? And you know what? It's just like, and the trumpet. But we'll talk about that after. So, hey, Ronan, let's get Sidewalk by Eric Jaffe on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. TheEricJaffe.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Eric, and this is my entry to the 2011 Bushman World Ukulele Competition. Again. There is a place where the sidewalk ends,
right before the street begins. And there the grass grows soft and white, and there the sun burns crimson bright, and there the moonbird rests from his flight to cool in the peppermint wind. Let us leave this place where the smoke blows black, where the dark street winds and bends, past the pits where the asphalt flowers grow. Yes, we'll walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and we'll go where the chalk white arrows go. For the children they mark, the children they know, the place
where the sidewalk ends.
Yes, we'll walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and we'll go where the chalk white arrows go. For the children they mark, the children they know, the children they mark, the children where the sidewalk ends, where the sidewalk ends. Once I spoke the language of the flowers, once I understood each word the caterpillar said, once I smiled in secret at the gossip of the starlings, and shared a conversation with the housefly in my bed. And once I heard and answered all the questions of the crickets, and join the crying of each falling, dying flake of snow. And once I spoke the language of the flowers, how did it go? How did it go? Yes, walk where the walk that is measured and slow, and go where the chalk white arrows go. The children mark, the children know. The walk that is measured and slow, and we'll go where the chalk white arrows go. For the children they mark, the children they know, the place where the sidewalk ends. I smoke the measured and slow, and we'll go where the chalk white arrows go. For the children they mark, the children how they go. How the sidewalk ends.
Everybody clap your hands for that rock and roll band.
Yeah, the walk where the walk that is measured and slow, and we go where the chalk white arrows go. The children they mark, the children they know, and where the sidewalk ends.
Rock, rock, rock.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. Eric, are you with me? Hey, baby. What you doing? Well, listen, I think we got a little lost in translation there, but that was Sidewalk by Eric Jaffe. Check out theericjaffe.com. Ronan, can we get him on real quick? Let's call him up and see if we can get him on here again real quick because we lost him. The song was so good that everyone kind of went their own way. We all got transfixed into another area of life. And that was Sidewalk by Eric Jaffe. Check out theericjaffe.com. Of course, I want you guys to vote for him so that he can go to Hawaii so that I can go visit him there. Well, you know what? It's fun. TheEricJaffe.com is the site to go to. Gypset is like also the site to go to. Y'all know how I love the Gypset lifestyle, don't you? Well, anyway, here's the deal. What are you all up to this week? There's like St. Patrick's Day. It's my mother's birthday. There's so much going on. And it's one of my like favorite, you know, holidays, St. Patrick's Day, because it's my mama's birthday. But I've got to read you all a text that I got from Rocco. And he wants me to let Gianna's daughters and her best friends know, Rebecca, Kyla, Wendy, that they are little stars of Springdale School. And they're big fans of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. And Rocco wanted to let you all know, and Gianna wanted to let you all know that y'all love them and that they will always be your stars. And maybe one day they will be someone that they all love. I got so much going on right now, but we've got Eric back. So Eric, we're just calling him now because this is how we do it. This is how we do it. We lost you, Eric, but you're back. Welcome back to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. So Eric, we got to actually wrap this show up, but we love Sidewalk. People are Twittering me right now. And thank you for being a part of my show, Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, theericjaffe.com.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So what next? Like, you're going to Hawaii, right?
Yes. And hopefully there will be a summer tour. I will be playing at the Pride Charlotte Festival this summer in August. And hopefully I will have some more engagements, maybe all over the country, to get some one-way tickets. And yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, tell everyone where to go, Eric Jaffe.
Okay, theericjaffe.com.
All right, you have a great night. And thank you so much, my special ukulele friend.
Thank you.
Have a good night, TheEricJaffe.com. That's what I'm going to call you from now on, TheEricJaffe.com. I think I call you that anyway, right?
Yeah.
Right, and we in Florida, so we're going to hang out this week before I go back somewhere, wherever I'm going. So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you real soon, TheEricJaffe.com.
Thank you. Bye.
Talk to you later. All right. So listen, everyone, that was TheEricJaffe.com. We're going to quickly try to get a shout back with Nico Bloom on. I know time runs out when you have a good time and you're on Max and Friends. So thank you all for tuning in. And, you know, you could always email me, max@maxtucci.com. Follow me on Twitter, MaxTucci at Twitter. And y'all join the Max and Max Tucci fan club, please, on Facebook. And talk to me there. All right, we're going to get Nikki on. We're going to try to do this. If it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And who do we have on right now? Is this Nikki or is this Eric? I think we're having a little bit of a problem trying to get a hold of Nikki tonight because we can't get a hold of her. So whatever reason it is, I don't think we're supposed to do Shoutback tonight on Max and Friends for some strange reason. I don't know, because I kind of had some good things to talk to you all about. Weird but true, politics, you know, some social media events. Listen, speaking of, we can't get a hold of Nikki, so we're going to have her on next week. That's what happens when you're live on the radio, and I can handle it, because I am Max Tucci. I'm your host here of LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, go to the Android App Store, go to the iPhone App Store, and get LA Talk Radio. We have our apps there for free. So you could wake up to LA Talk Radio. You could visit our website on LA Talk Radio. We got a lot going on at LA Talk Radio. I'm going to give you one weird but true. And there's a Romanian woman who's 23 years old, and she's the youngest granny in the world. So check that out. Google that. And listen, we got to talk about real quick, and then I'm going to let y'all go because I got to get going too. You know, I got to wrap up. Speaking of wrap up, you know, summer's coming, spring is here. Wrap it up. You know what I'm talking about? We don't need a situations in life. Speaking of situations, we had a horrible situation in Japan. So our prayers and our thoughts go out to everyone in Japan right now. Lady Gaga has a bracelet to support Japan. Lady Gaga launched a bracelet to support relief in Japan after the mega earthquake and tsunami. So do go online, get that. We Pray for Japan for donations. They're like $5 or whatever. And the proceeds will go to relief efforts, says Lady Gaga. So thank you for helping Japan. And the best thing we could do with Japan right now is just keep them in our thoughts and prayers. So on that note, I'm keeping you all in my thoughts and prayers. We're going to have Nicole Bloom and Shoutback on next week. And we'll talk about some social media events, some political events, and some weird but true events. My special thanks to Julia Chaplin, the author of my favorite book and what I like to consider my lifestyle gypset, and also to TheEricJaffe.com, the in-house ukulele player for Max and Friends. I'm going to get Eric to write me a little intro. What do you think? Speaking of intros, y'all know that's Monroe King doing my Max and Friends intro. So thank you, Monroe King. Well, everyone, have a wonderful week. Take life to the max and just like live a good life. You know, it's like take a deep breath, enjoy, and just get at your one-way ticket to anywhere you want to go. Stay tuned. We've got CBS News coming up next. Next week, we've got a great show. We're going to have Nicole Bloom here. And, of course, I think we're going to have Gregory Zarian on. There's a new movie called Reconciliation that he's on. He's starring in, excuse me. So it's going to be fun. I'm here every Sunday night for you all, for your entertainment, for your enjoyment, and just to take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci, right here on LA Talk Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, take life to the max. Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful week.